Blog Talk Radio.
So good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojofa Maria Ensoroma. And Happy New Year, everybody. We made it. We made it out of 2018 and into 2019. And January is the first of three water months in 2019. And it promises to be a year of remembering and being on purpose. So as we set off for our next new journey around the calendar, clarity, confidence, and courage are going to be our best companions. My theme for this month is your emerging future, which I'll explain more about in the broadcast. But tonight I'm going to present the first of four broadcasts on that theme here in January. And so tonight I'll be sharing wisdom and insights on clarity versus confusion. Now, for those of you who may be listening or looking in for the first time, let me give you a brief overview of this program. Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to have all of you listening and watching out there to be able to release any pain that may be blocking your fulfillment to life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live unless I'm on hiatus. And in addition to listening through your computer or watching this video on YouTube or other gadgets that access the internet, you may listen to the live broadcast and or call in to the show at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. And for those of you on YouTube, if you do write a comment, I probably am not going to get a chance to respond to it during the broadcast, but I will get back to you and I'll make a comment on it later. Also, for those of you who get my web link to the audio broadcast on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, or maybe you get it through a constant contact email that I send out. Again, just a reminder that that link serves as an archive link. So if you're unable to listen live, of course, you can listen later. And for those who are YouTubing it, as you see, my YouTube channel is called Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And, of course, this video will be there until I take it down or YouTube takes it down. So now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, one of my rituals in doing this broadcast and doing this live stream now is to always start off by honoring the ancestors. These are the persons whose shoulders we stand upon. These are the persons who we're beholding to for who and what we are today. And I'm not just talking about the ones who loved us and liked us and validated us and cheered us on, but I'm also talking about those ones who were, you know, abusive and harmful, toxic, because the truth of the matter is our souls grow as a result of both the good and the bad. So tonight, I thought it would be appropriate, since we're beginning a mineral year in relation to the ancient African wisdom that I keep, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But as a mineral year, there's an emphasis on the wisdom keepers, those people in the family who keep the stories of the family. My sister is a mineral person, and she's my go-to for birth dates, for when did someone die, when was somebody born, what's going on, what happened back in 1963. She keeps all the family photos for us, for me and my brother, and she is that. She's that wisdom keeper in the family. So I'd like you to think about an ancestor, someone who's no longer here, but who was that in the family? Who was the wisdom keeper? Or if it wasn't a family member, maybe it was a friend of the family that you knew, or maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a teacher that was a wisdom keeper for you. But I want you to just take a moment and think about that. Think about that person. And when we're calling on the ancestors, we're calling on them for their help and their guidance and their support, and they like to hear their name spoken. So I encourage you to speak aloud the name of the ancestor. In my family, that would be Lillian Brown. That was my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, and she definitely was the wisdom keeper for the family. She was very much the matriarch of the family. So once you get that person's name and once you say it aloud, I want you to just hold that as I'm going to do a little prayer here, a little invocation for the ancestors to invite them to come in and to support us in this talk about clarity versus confusion. Ancestors, we are calling out to you, and we are so open to receive your love, your guidance, your wisdom, and your support as we are stepping into this new year, this mineral year, this new fresh start, new beginning, for us to be able to bring to fruition so many of the things we have worked hard on in 2018. And so we need access to the wisdom, and we ask and thank you for helping us to remember the wisdom that each of us holds inside of us, to remember our purpose, to remember that we are all connected, and to know that we can be connected even more deeply simply by wanting that. So ancestors, thank you so much for coming and being present to us as we open up to learning and remembering purpose, being the wisdom. Thank you for continuing to invoke that wisdom within us. And Creator, I ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and all of the wonderful spirit guides that you bring to us so that our earthly walk can be one of happy endings and fulfillment in life. And I ask and thank you for these blessings in the name of all that is holy. I say, Amen. Ashe, Aho, Sash, and Gabus Milan. So it is. Ashe. All righty. So I am going to now move into the elemental wisdom for the week. And if you see my eyes go down some, I'm trying not to do my head a lot, but I actually am doing a little bit of reading because I need that. I need some prompts. I want to make sure that I'm also staying on time with the hour that I allot to do this work. So don't think that I'm like nodding off. I'm just kind of probably reading something. And if you see me have my glasses on, you know I'm definitely reading something. So the elemental wisdom, especially for those of you who are new, is based on the Staggerer medicine wheel. It is made up of the five elements of water, fire, earth, mineral, and nature. And each of those elemental essences are the, you know, the matter of life, what enables us to have a physical existence here on the earth plane. And I should have started with fire. Fire is really the primal element. And in these teachings, which come from the Daggera tribe of Burkina Faso, West Africa, which I learned through my teachers, Mali Doma and Sobonfu Somme, these elemental energies, it's believed everyone was born through one. So thanks to the Daggera elder, because they only count up to five in their culture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it's back to 0 to 5 again. But for us, because we're on a Gregorian calendar, they were able to take the numbers 0 through 9 and relate the elemental energies to that. So, for example, I was born in a 7 year, and that makes me a fire person. 2 and 7 is fire. The reason this is a mineral year is because it is 2019. It ends with a 9. Also elementally, because the decade we are in is a 1, there is a water element associated with 2019, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as I get into talking about the annual message. But the idea behind these elemental energies, it's a cosmology, is what the medicine wheel would be called. It's a cosmology. And the idea behind this cosmology is that it is designed to help us understand how each of us is very important, that, you know, no two elements are alike, but you need fire and water working together in order to create the earth. And so there's no hierarchy in the elemental wisdom, and it's more about a difference that matters, a difference that matters. And so I apply the medicine wheel to the month, to the year, and to the week. And so the elemental wisdom that I'm sharing with you is looking at what is the first day of the week January 1st falls upon, and this year it fell on a Tuesday. So whatever date, whatever number for the date of Tuesday is what I use for the beginning of the week. So my week this year goes from a Tuesday through a Monday. And so this week, we are very, very fortunate to have Tuesday the 8th be a nature week. So I'm going to share with you what the opportunities are. So what is the, you know, this nature energy, it brings opportunities. And then there's also distractions to what those opportunities are, and I'm going to share that as well. So here's what it says about nature. It says, the opportunity is to welcome change. Be courageous. Open the door fully to new transformative challenges and learnings which the universe is providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. It says, receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. So, you know, change doesn't always feel good. In fact, nobody really likes it. We don't like change. We'll run from it. We get afraid of it. But truly, it is designed to do that, to really move us to another level of our existence, to a bigger level of our existence, so that we can be happier, more successful, more loving, more peace-filled, you know, to really have our life and our existence be one of joy. And yes, of course, you know, troubles and challenges and tragedies are going to happen, but they're like bad weather that's just passing through. We don't have to stay stuck in it. We can get back to living a life of joy and peace. So here are some distractions to the change opportunity that is abounding. And like I said, we're all can be very afraid of change. So the first distraction is addictive behaviors in whatever form they take. Drugs, alcohol, indiscriminate sexual activity, overworking, overshopping, overeating, overuse of Facebook and other social media tools and apparatus. In other words, when you are trying to deal with the pain that comes up from change by ignoring it or sedating it, that's really just distracting you from getting the treasure of the change. You know, the change is happening for a reason. And so we want to be awake in order to be able to receive clarity about that reason, what is really going on. Another distraction is being judgmental of yourself or others. And we do that when we take things personally. You know, when people do mean things to you or say mean things to you, it's really not about you. It is coming from a place inside of them that has nothing to do with you. If you take it on, that means that you're believing them. And so you go into a judgment. So the idea this week is if somebody does something to you that you don't like, that's part of this change process, let them off the hook, let yourself off the hook by forgiving them. And forgiveness isn't about what they did was okay. No. It's about not taking on their pain. Because as I said, when somebody does something that's harmful, mean, not pleasant, that's somebody in pain and they're transferring it. And no, we don't like it. You know, it might get you angry. It might make you sad. It might make you cry. But you don't have to hold on to that. And you don't have to stay in judgment of that person. It was a behavior that they did. It's not the truth of who they are. And then last but not least, a big distraction to change is taking yourself or other people and things too seriously. And, you know, what does that really mean? Because it's like, you know, well, Judge Pai, how can I not take that serious? Like, that really offended me. Like, what do you mean don't take it seriously? No, what I mean is the seriousness of it is that you think that this is how it always has to be, that it can't change, that it's stuck in stone, that it's the only way. No, everything is here to change. And, you know, when we can find a way to laugh at something that happened, to really find the humor in it, that's very, very healing. That's why comics are so important to us, people who do comedy, because they're really helping us and really shift the perspective on what happened or how something happened so that we don't get stuck. Again, back to that getting stuck in it as this is the way it always has to be. So next week, next Tuesday, January 15th, we will begin an Earth Week. And I will tell you all about that in the next broadcast or live stream. Now, for astrological, astronomical forecasting, very, very important stuff, because right now today, we are having a partial solar eclipse. It happened at 5:42 Pacific time. Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. It's happening. It's just about to happen now. I love it. I thought that was a.m. It's actually p.m. So how cool is that? So right now we're going through a partial solar eclipse. It's not visible from North America. It's only visible from Northeast Asia and the North Pacific. So at 5:42 my time, 8:42 on the East Coast, you will be getting the full effect of this solar eclipse. So let me share with you a little bit about what eclipses mean, and in particularly about this eclipse, which is in the sign of Capricorn, and what that means. And I got this information off of a website called EliteDaily.com. And it's a really nice definition. I was very clear, and I was glad to find it, and so I'll share it with you. In astrology, it says, eclipses are like a portal for exponential growth. We are forced to face change, there's that word again, in a way that might be uncomfortable, but that ultimately leads to maturity. Specifically, eclipses are a time of rapid change, either from the internal or external circumstances. A solar eclipse, it goes on to say, provokes changes that are more external, when events outside of us might get in the way of what we want and the path we must take to get it. It forces us to find a different route to our goals. Generally, the changes that a solar eclipse ushers in are positive. Ultimately, a solar eclipse is meant for us to demand more of ourselves, and the events around it will prove to be a test of our strength and a resolve to achieve our dreams. So it also is, and it asks us to embrace these changes with open arms and an open mind. I totally have been very much feeling the effects of the eclipse, especially yesterday. It was interesting. I got really busy at the end of the week with clients, and I hadn't expected that. So there was, you know, there's always a little follow-up that, you know, you need to do. Plus, I had some other things on top of that I hadn't gotten to yet. So after I'd done my work with clients and a little follow-up, I was like, I am really, really tired. So I ended up doing one of my favorite things to do when I just want to really veg out and chill out, Microsoft Solitaire. And so I was playing that until I couldn't hold my eyes open anymore. But I was just kind of in that zone. Like, I just wanted to be cocooned, and I was, like, feeling that energy flowing through me, and I was like, okay, I just need to be still. Just not try to talk to anybody, not try to write anything. Let me just do solitaire. That's safe. And so you may be feeling that. You may be feeling that energy. It's really tight, you know. Some of my clients are going through some really challenging things that where they have to confront and they don't like to confront, and you know, it's bringing up that kind of stuff, lots of pain. And so you know, just to be aware of that, and again, it'll be passing soon. We got about another 20 minutes before it really hits fully, but after that it'll start to wane down and it'll be a little better. Well, let me give you this information and tell you another thing to be aware of between now and the 21st, when we get another eclipse, but this time it'll be lunar. one of the astrologers online on YouTube, in fact, that I like. Her name is Barbara Goldsmith, and Barbara says that this solar eclipse in Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn, urges us to be brutally honest. Eventually, we have to look at the things we've been sweeping under the carpet. Remember those things? Yeah. If you know something needs to be done, don't procrastinate anymore. Take action. And that's a sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is very much about, okay, let's get it done. Let's just get it done. Let's stop talking about it, Pisces. Let's stop dreaming about it. Let's get it done. And so it brings with it that energy. You know, it's that sea, the sea goat, I call it, the fish goat. And it's like, okay, come on, we can do this. And so it's got like, you know, because it has a fish, half of its body is fish, it's like in the water. But because it's got the goat, it's also on the land. So it's grounded. So it can move from a very grounded way. It's like, let's take action. Let's get it done. So with this eclipse, what's happening is things are coming up that you really do need to address, that you have to take care of it. You got to get her done. And, of course, it's things that are provoking change, and so with it comes fear. So you have to call on the courage, you know, call on the ancestors, call on the angels, call on your God, everybody and everything. And, of course, your friends, your family, your partner, whoever. Just ask for some help. Sometimes just having somebody to listen to you, that you're afraid, you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't know what you're going to do, just somebody listening to that can really be helpful, because it's a way to kind of move that energy. You're getting it out rather than keeping it closed up inside. So Barbara goes on to say that this solar eclipse lies on the midpoint between Saturn and Pluto, making it very powerful and strong. It's an opportunity to dig into the depths of your soul. You may have deep, profound, mystical experiences. Many answers may come to you from unseen realms. Be alert, be aware, and you may be pleasantly surprised at the messages you receive. So see, there's an upswing to this. It's all going to turn out really, really wonderful. So on the 21st of this month, we are going to have a super blood red moon, and it's also being called the super blood wolf moon, which I have to find out a little bit more. I have an idea because I know about wolf as a totem, but I want to do a little more, and of course I'll get that information for you. So solar eclipse here, lunar eclipse there, that means that the veil is going to be very thin between this time. It's a good time for us to really embrace whatever change is coming, to address whatever we need to address. We are being given this chance to really move some things out of our way so that we can have what is coming to fruition in 2019. So, you know, January, because it's a one, it's a water month, according to the wisdom I keep, and water is all about purification, you know, resolution, dissolution, you know, making peace. So it's a great opportunity this month for us between these eclipses to allow things to come up and then settle down. So be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others. Realize change is a challenge. But don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't sedate yourself. Stay open to it, get the help you need, the support you need for it, and know that the results are going to be magnificent, because this is a year that promises to really bring forth a lot of the results of all the good stuff, all the hard work we've been doing since 2012. So it's a really, really important time. And I think earlier than that, somebody told me too, since 2007, yeah, you know, it's like this 12-year period, and that's some of that is because of the Chinese zodiacal calendar, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. So let me give you an overview of how I'm planning to talk about stuff tonight. Who knows how it might change, but this is my intention, but sometimes fear jumps in me and is going to give you something more or something different even. But according to me, what I'm going to do is review the ancient wisdom for 2019. So I'll talk more specifically about what it means to be a mineral year, if you're a mineral person, what that means for you. And I will also talk about the Chinese astrology, because it's the year of the earth pig. That's going to be in February, and just how the two of them really meld together very well to give us kind of an understanding of what this year can hold for us. Then I want to talk about your emerging self and the age of illumination, and what that all means, what I mean by your emerging self. Then I'll talk about what I'm calling the treasure of 2018, which is clarity, confidence, and courage, but we'll start with clarity. And then I'll give you a personal challenge that you can do for the week. Sounds good? Yeah, I think it's good. So in my announcement that I send out, I always do an opening quote, and the one I found for this week comes from Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., who's one of the first Supreme Court justices of the United States. And Oliver said, "I find the great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in which direction we are moving." And I just love that because, you know, I think a lot of times we are thinking about, I've got to go get to some place and stake my claim and stand there and be there. And it's a very stagnant view of how the universe works. The universe is always moving. It's always, always moving. And so the message is, don't get attached. Don't get attached. Don't think you're going to get someplace and this is where you're going to be. Because even if you don't change your environment, you are going to change. You are going to change. Something's always moving. And so, again, as he says, you know, the great thing is that, you know, things are always moving. And I think that's such a wonderful quote as we enter into this new year, into 2019. So let me recap some about the dagger of wisdom for the mineral year, because on my broadcast last week I did talk about that, but I just want to emphasize about what it means to be in a mineral year. And so the dagger elders gave two numbers for each of the years that we, for our calendar, not for years, but for our calendar, for each of the five elements. And so the numbers 4 and 9 correlate with the mineral element. And so the 9 part of mineral, because mineral overall is about remembering purpose and being connected. And so the 9 part is about the connectivity. The 4 part is about remembering purpose, because once you remember your purpose, then your job is to use it, to be with it, to contribute it. And in order to do that, you have to be connected. You have to, you know, you have to have a reciprocity going on. You have to be giving out and taking in, right? So there's that connection. And minerals do this physically because, as we should know, it is the piece of clear quartz that allows for things like our computers, our cell phones, televisions now, and things like cobalt, which unfortunately children in the Congo of Africa, and I'm sure in some other places, are being used to mine it in very, very harsh and crazy conditions. But that cobalt is used in like electric cars and in new battery development and some other things. So minerals are really supporting all of this new technology in Western culture. Minerals are, then, are so powerful. And minerals are stones, bones, shells, mountains. Those are the minerals that I'm talking about, crystals as well. And within that matter, is a recording energetic. You know, there's a saying, I know it in my bones, I know it in my bones. And that's talking about the DNA. And, you know, scientists today have proven how, you know, so much of what we even dream about can be transferred from one generation to the next. So the DNA is very powerful. The bone is very powerful, but it's a recording mechanism. And so that's why we say the mineral people, the mineral element, helps us remember our purpose because it's carrying the stories down the line so that we know, okay, they got up to that. Now it's my turn to do this, you know, it's my turn to move it forward. So mineral people are considered the wisdom keepers of the village. They are the storytellers. You know, in indigenous cultures, there wasn't an alphabet orally. And so people's job was, and mineral people, their job would be to remember the stories and be available to share those stories around the fires. So mineral people have very sharp memories. My wonderful, wonderful friend, Miss Sarah, is a mineral person, and she is part of the Mensa Society. If you don't know what that is, Google it. And she is has an incredible memory, and she is in her 90s. And my sister's like that too. She can remember stuff. It's just incredible. And I can't sometimes even remember where my toothbrush is. But mineral people can do that. Remember birth dates. Miss Sarah remembers her credit card number. Who does that? Like, I always have to like find it. And every time I do it and I have to write it down for something, it's like the first time. It's like I'm dealing with it for the first time, and she's got it, hers totally memorized. So those are mineral people, you know, they're very valuable to us for that memory. And the thing for mineral people this year in this connectivity piece is that for mineral people, it's going to be an opportunity for them to deepen the relationships they already have and to expand their network of relatedness and all of that related to their purpose. And so for all of us, the mineral energy of this year is going to do that. It's going to give us opportunities to live our purpose, not just remember it, but to live it through these deeper connections that are going to be showing up for us. So hold yourself open for that, to be, you know, more connected. Now, the nine, of course, is the last number for the dagger medicine wheel. In 2020, it goes back to zero, which is an earth year. So we're at the end of a cycle, indigenous wisdom, but we're also at the end of a cycle with the Chinese astrology. In Chinese astrology, there's 12 zodiacal animals, and the pig is the last one. Next year will be the year of the rat, and it begins a 12-year cycle all over again. And so that's why 207 is, you know, from 207 to 2019 is the full 12 years of the Chinese zodiacal cycle. So it's a year of the earth pig, and the Chinese believe that this is a year of great wealth and abundance. It's the harvest year. It's the year when things have come to fruition, and now you can get the benefit of that. And so you're at the coming to the end of a cycle, completing something, and in a victorious way. You want to look for that. Don't think you're at the beginning of a cycle. Don't think that you're in the middle of a cycle. Think that you're coming to completion. This is like graduation. That's how to think about it. 2019 is like graduation. I'm graduating out of one level of consciousness, and I am moving into another. I'm graduating out of one phase of my life, and I'm moving into another. Many baby boomers are turning 60 in 2019. So there are a lot of people stepping into this next phase of life that begins when you turn 60. So it's a very exciting time. And again, more change, more transformation. But that's just some of the elemental wisdom that's there. This elemental wisdom is important because we are living in a time of great change in the human experience. And this also is some ancient wisdom mixed in, because I'm talking about the great shift that happened in 2012 to our psyche, to our consciousness. And a lot of people ascribe it to the Mayan calendar that came to an end on December 21st, 2012. although it wasn't that it came to an end. It was that particular calendar that they had mapped out age of humans to complete a cycle that had come to an end. And now a new cycle has begun. It's sometimes called the fourth world or it's called the fifth world. I call it the age of illumination. We are now living in a time as humans when we have been given an opportunity to get access to more information than ever before. The alphabet has helped. The printing press definitely has helped. But the internet, the World Wide Web has really helped. You can Google and find information on so many things. It's just not funny. And so that's what's happening now is that we are living in this time where our brains have really been activated to a higher level. My brain now is very different from my ancestors 100 years ago. There are things that are available to me now in terms of technology that my ancestors maybe didn't even dream about, you know, just take flying on an airplane. So we really need to understand that we as human beings are here to evolve, and we have evolved to a next level of human consciousness. So when I talk about your emerging future, I'm talking about since we can have this knowledge that everything we see as matter, everything that's hard, like my computer here, is really made up of these atoms that are moving around in mostly empty space. We now know there's such a thing as a quantum world. Watch Doctor Strange on the Marvel Universe. You'll get a great glimpse at the quantum world. But there is a world that is so tiny you can't even see it with a regular microscope. And there are things happening in there that affect this 3D reality that we're in. So, look, we have this information now. So what do we do with it? What are we doing with it? There's a future that's emerging out of this information. And this information has been around over 100 years. It's why we can have cell phones, why we can have microwaves, why we can have this computer even. So your emerging future is about really becoming more conscious of what is really going on around you, what is really happening in your life that is not the life of your ancestors or even your parents. One generation away, there's a huge gap, a huge difference in terms of how the world is. Knowing how the universe works more has a great impact on our emerging future. I was just listening to a little bit of a podcast today about driverless cars and how that's going to be happening and the impact it's going to have on all of us. So there are definitely, and we know this because those of us who have been alive since the 1960s know how quickly technology has impacted our lives. So we know it's happening externally, but I want you to be able to focus on what's going on for you internally, what's happening to you internally, and how do you grow yourself to be in alignment with this emerging future that you are being presented with by God and the universe and your purpose. This is important so that we're not repeating the past. This is important so we don't have a tolerance for children being used as disposable, and that is happening and continues to be people scratching their head and I don't know what to do, instead of us just being able to say no around the world. This is not okay. Children should not be treated in this manner. We need children to be safe. We need them to be healthy. We need them to be learning so that they can become contributors to this beautiful planet surviving and people learning how to love themselves unconditionally. This is what we need to be doing. So to get to that, we all have to really be consciously growing ourselves from the inside out. So this treasure from 2018, things that happened in 2018, because there were very radical endings, radical beginnings, and magical change. One of the magical changes I can think about off the top of my head is that beautiful picture I saw on Facebook yesterday of the new members of Congress, the new women of color now in Congress, diverse, and how beautiful and important that is, because they're more representative of the culture that we live in, of the country that we live in. And so, you know, that's a magical change. That's something that people just maybe even 5 years ago didn't think was possible. So we're seeing these changes coming about. And I think it's really, really important to know that we have garnered from that some clarity, a level of clarity, and confidence and courage. But I'm going to start with clarity. So let me talk to you a little bit about this history of confusion, because that's the opposite of the clarity, right? It's confusion. Let me talk to you a little bit about the history of confusion. Because clarity was not seen as a choice, and neither was confusion. Confusion was really regarded as part of somebody's personality or their destiny. There was a time when women were just considered to be confused, that poor people are confused, children are confused, and those in any class that is not part of the dominant class, they're confused, and they're supposed to be confused because the leaders have the clarity, and their job is to lead those who are supposed to be confused. And so we've been set up in this kind of feudal system dynamic for a very, very, very long time. And, you know, confusion is, it represents a relinquishing of your power. It's saying no to self-mastery. It's saying no to independence and interdependence. It's saying yes to codependency, and it's very much saying yes to victim when you stay in confusion. Because the reality is that confusion really is a choice. It's a choice. It's not your personality. You can now Google and find out anything you are confused about. You can find some Google and find a YouTube, you know, find a podcast, a book, something, a movie, something's going to give you an answer to whatever it is that you're confused about. And so confusion now is really a choice. We do not have to stay in that posture, in that state. We need clarity for the emerging future that's happening externally and for the one inside of us. Because we have to move ourselves to where we're able to take full responsibility as adults for how we are feeling, thinking, believing, doing. This is what's going to save the children. You know, if they've got adults around that are functional and healthy in terms of their emotions, in terms of their, you know, behaviors and practices, what a difference. What a difference we'll see. So to get to that, you have to have a clarity. You just have to be really clear. So let me talk to you about how clarity serves us and what we need to be clear about. Clarity supports the confidence and courage that is required to be independent, to participate in interdependence. That means like you show up fully in yourself and you make a contribution. You're not trying to compare yourself to anybody else, and you matter. You matter. You are not disposable, that you have a role, you have a part, and you have a strength. And that's what clarity really supports. It really supports that. It enables us, again, to be a good team player, you know, to be able to be part of a community and not feel oppressed, but to really be able to, you know, stake our claim and to get in there and to take part. And again, like I said, back to the responsibility, it enables us to take on responsibility. Clarity also helps us be able to not participate with people and situations that do not have our best interests at heart. It also helps us to be able to figure out how to help people who are confused and who are maybe harmful to themselves or others. But we can't help them if we're not clear. We have to get our clarity. So the probably most important thing we need to be clear about is how to love ourselves. and how we're loving ourselves now, and where it is we need to love ourselves more, or just be able to love ourselves because we're not loving ourselves. You know, so that notion of loving oneself, because when we love ourselves, we know what to say no to, and we know what to say yes to. We know how to set our boundaries with other people, and at the same time be very compassionate, very loving, very loyal, and to really experience a wellness in our interpersonal relationships, in our careers, in our experiences of parenthood and family, and our experiences of community. So we need to also be clear about how the universe works, and this is what I mean by that. All that can show up is what you're believing about yourself. That's all that can show up. Because the universe works from the inside out. If you understand black hole theory, then what happens is this black hole gets created, sucks things in, it mixes them up, mixes them around, or something like that. You know, takes them down to what they call a singularity, right? Reduces them to like, but this thing is so big and so heavy, even though it's like this. And then it explodes into a supernova. And that is then like vomiting, if you will, the raw materials that are part of the creative matter of life in the universe, and it comes out. But it comes from the inside out. It's not the other way around. And so it's really important that we understand that when something is occurring in your life, whether it's a person, a job situation, a health issue, if something is occurring, that you have an opportunity not to be victimized by it, but to go in and say, okay, what is this telling me about where it is that I am out of balance, so that I can make decisions about how to get back in balance? See, if I make this problem, if I make this upset, if I make this trouble be about somebody else, then I have given my power away, because I can't change anybody else. That's not how the universe works. The only person I can change is me. And so when we accept and are clear, I mean clear, that it works from the inside out, we do not have to then be subjected to other people's pain. We don't have to take it on. And we can take on, like I said in the beginning, learning how to transform our pain rather than transfer it. So really, really important. We really, with this emerging future, really need to be very, 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 very clear about that. If we can be clear about loving ourselves and not loving ourselves, clear about how the universe works, then all the other things we need to be clear about, it'll fall into place. For example, your finances, you need to be clear about that. You need to be clear about your relationship to money, where you're blocked, how you're managing your debt, all of that. You need to be clear about your relationships, especially your intimate relationships. Are you in a codependent situation? Are you taking low because you're afraid that if you show up and be in the truth of who you are, you'll lose that relationship? Are you victimized by your children? Are you in competition with your children? You know, have you not understood what parenting is really about? Or are you trying to have your child live a life that you believe you could never live? You know, these are some basic things that all of us as human beings are dealing with. And so, you know, when we get our clarity about loving ourselves, clarity about how the universe works, these things then become clear as well. We begin to see, you know, where in all of these areas, whether it's a job too, that's the other thing. Am I doing work that really brings me joy and happiness? Or have I convinced myself that this is the only way I can survive, is to take on every day waking up and going into a work environment that doesn't work for me, where I don't feel supported, where I don't feel loved, and that I don't believe I can ever change that, you know? Now, there's something you're confused about. That's how you're believing, especially in this emerging future. You know, there's something not right there. So we want to get that clarity piece going. Now, for the personal challenge, here's what I would like you to do. It's a simple exercise, but it is very powerful. I would like you to make a list of everything that you are clear about in your life right now, right this day. And just make a list. Just jot it down. Write it down. Don't even think about it a lot. Just go. Just put it all down. See how many you can come up with. After you've done that list, I want you to make a list of everything you're confused about right now. And remember, confusion is, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know my purpose, I don't understand why this happened to me, I don't understand why that happened to that, you know, wherever it is, whatever it is where you're confused, be very honest, be brutally honest, and write it down. Write it down. I don't know why I was born in this family, whatever it is, write it down. And then I want you to choose one thing on the confusion list that you would like to get clear about and set this intention to begin this week. Set it for this week. And here's a request languaging that you can use that will help to manifest that. You say, Creator, or whatever the name of your greater order and direction is, I ask and thank you for enabling me to receive your clarity about, again, I'll repeat that, Creator, I ask and thank you for your grace for enabling me to receive your clarity about, and then fill in the blank. Try it. It's very powerful. I've done it before, and it really, really works. It really helps to get us to be more conscious of where we're clear and what we're clear about and where we're confused. Well, I've come to the end of this broadcast and this live streaming. And as always, I want to close out with some gratitude. I want to first shout out to my wonderful engineers, Ms. Yvette Parker and her lovely daughter, Madia, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting me in doing this work. I couldn't do it without you, and I'm so grateful. I am so grateful to Ms. Carmen Ray for on this eclipse day, and yes, we're passing through it, folks. We're passing through that partial solar eclipse, so, you know, the energy is rolling here. I'm so grateful to her for eclipsing away my refusal or my fear, whatever was the issue, for me to not be also YouTubing my broadcast. I'm so grateful to you, Carmen. You're just amazing, and I love you dearly. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and to Miss Sarah, who's actually watching this live, so she can give me feedback about how did I do. She's my cheerleader and my great critic and dear, dear friend. Thank you, Sarah, so much. I really, really appreciate you taking the time and energy to do this with me. I would also like to thank all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family and spiritual kin, to my transformational leadership colleagues all around the world, to my medicine brothers and sisters. I want to thank you all, and those of you who may be listening or looking in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. Truly, I could not do this work without you. And I am so grateful, and I feel very blessed and humbled to be of service to you in this way. Now, next week, I will continue with Your Emerging Future by focusing on the second treasure gift from 2018, which is confidence. Confidence. It's going to be fun. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, and also my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this work with and for each and every one of you. Remember, please remember that gentleness, softness, kindness, will really help you between now and the next eclipse on January 21st. Seriously, take it easy. Take it slow. You know, really, really stay mindful that there is an energetic of change morphing around. The mineral stuff is moving in, pushing out the nature energy, and the minerals showing up. And so you can be remembering some things. Some of those things you won't want to have to remember, but many of them you will. Many of them you'll be like, oh, yeah, oh, my goodness, I do know how to do that. That is really a good thing. It's going to be like that. I'm telling you, it's going to just be wonderful. Happy New Year to you again. I am so grateful that we have made it in 2019. And have a fabulous Nature Week. And most importantly, remember that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.